nice little instrumental there from Josh White and his buddies. That was the Wang Wang Harmonica Blues, recorded 1929, there from Josh White. Plus, we heard from Leadbelly, also known as Huddy Leadbetter, performing live in concert. That was Relax Your Mind. Up next, let's hear from Roosevelt Sykes. This is from a 1977 Charlie release called Music Is My Business. Here he is singing about hot pants. Roosevelt Sykes on the Deep Blues Hour.
Hey, hot pants, mama, now can't you see? Hey, hot pants, mama, hey, now can't you see? Well, hot pants beginning to worry me.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So bad, don't know what. the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Banks-Apart. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, I'm a fire, I'm the match, and I'm the pyre, I'm the voodoo black musician priest, why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Solomon used on lot. I am the pull-up, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey, girls.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
Traffic control, it's me, Coach Class Row 13. I've got this sinking feeling, is everything alright? Stare at the wing and think, it's later than I think. Look at these passengers, if there's babies I survive. Don't come home. I'm thinking of you.
Based in Austin, Texas, that is Elizabeth McQueen and the Firebrands doing her version of Annie, Get Your Gun here on the Viva La Mock radio program. When Ms. McQueen is not doing solo work, she's also got a side gig as a member of Asleep at the Wheel since 2005. Want to play that Squeeze cover because I was thinking, let's play a cover, not play the original. Because I did play the original probably like 2 months ago now, but Annie Oakley, on this day 99 years ago, set a record because she shot 100 clay targets in a row. So play Annie, Get Your Gun. Hey, before that, it was a group comprised of a Cowsill, a Bangle, a DB. Remember the Dream Syndicate? Yeah, I'm talking about. Talking about the Continental Drifters from their debut album, doing the Mike Nesmith penned some of Shelley's blues. Also, Jets to Brazil from their second album gave us Air Traffic Control, and start off the entire set with Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock because my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. Some people call me the Mockster. Yeah. So my name is Mock. Right now, or if you see him on, see me on the street, you can call me Mock. I answer to that. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this program. As I said, called Viva La Mock. Over the next 4 hours, I'm just going to do my best to entertain you with songs you want to hear, songs I want to hear, and a couple songs that nobody wants to hear. If you want to tell me a song that you want to hear, what you should do is shoot me an email at some point, and I'll play it on a future show. Email address is wrctrequest@gmail.com. Speaking of dates, it was 22 years ago today that we lost Skip Spence. Yeah, he was an early member of the Quicksilver Messenger Service. He played drums on that very first Jefferson Airplane album. Then he co-founded the band Moby Grape, played with them until 1969. Speaking of Moby Grape, it's Omaha.
you get, boy, you travel, boy, you get. Hand down a cigarette, there he goes. Watch the whirly in the yard, send on home a picture postcard. Watch the whirly ropers go.
city's dance makes you feel so cold. It's got so many people, but it's got no soul, and it's taking you so long. Find out you were wrong when you thought it had everything. Used to think it was so easy. Used to say that it was so easy. But you're trying.
So if you're thinking to yourself, Monster, have you been abducted by Eric Jackson Lurie, your rockin' attorney who does courts in session? Are you playing Baker Street? And indeed, I am playing Baker Street, but I'm playing that one all on my own. That was a version as done by the Foo Fighters. And speaking of the Foo Fighters, you know, David Grohl might make another appearance in my show at some point later this evening, but I wanted to play that because if Jerry Rafferty were with us today, he'd be celebrating a birthday, so I wanted to play something that he wrote. Speaking of birthdays, right before the Foo Fighters, some P-Furs, the Psychedelic Furs, doing Pretty in Pink, Ducky, talking about John Cryer turning 56 years old today, so I wanted to play something to say happy birthday, John. You don't write anymore? Played some Golden Palominos in there from their Visions of Excess album. From, I think, 1985 is when that one came out with Boy Go. And as you're listening and you're like, Moxter, for some of you are like, oh, cool, you played the Golden Palominos. Others are like, was that really sounded like the dude from R.E.M.? And indeed it was. Michael Stipe actually did vocals on this. Now just listen to the all-star list of people who played on that. So you had Michael Stipe singing vocals. You had Chris Stamey of the DBs doing background vocals. You also had Sid Straw, who's had some wonderful solo albums out herself, doing some background vocals. Bernie Worrell, founding member of, you know, Parliament and Funkadelic, playing keys, playing the Hammond. Richard Thompson playing lead guitar on that. Jody Harris also playing guitar. Jody Harris was one of the original members of the Ray Beats. Now Danny Amos, who eventually joined the Ray Beats, he now has a band, or I should say he, well, anyway, he was part of Low Straitjackets. Let me just throw it out there that way. And Bill Laswell playing bass. Anton Fear on drums. Anton, not only a lounge lizard, he plays on that first Feelies album that is in so many top lists of people like the Moxter. So I play just some Golden Palominos. Oh, we'll start with the entire set, because we did lose Skip Spence on this day 22 years ago with some Moby Grape and Omaha. Gets us to where we are now. We're about 33 minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I was harassing, well, I wasn't really harassing you. I was more of kind of harassing my rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, by playing the Baker Street. So let me just tell you about his show, because he does have a radio show that plays twice. Yes, it is so good. They play it twice on this station. Original airing is on a Thursday night, starting at 8. And what he does is he takes new music, like new artists, I should say. No, he takes old artists and plays new music by those artists. So he takes the old classic artists, country, rock and roll, soul, all that stuff, but he plays some new music by them. That's what he does. He calls it Quartz and Session. It's Thursdays at 8. And again, there's an encore presentation on Fridays. He is my opening act, I think. But it starts at 1 right after Zombo. So if you miss it on a Thursday night, you can listen on a Friday afternoon. That's what you can do. You know, speaking of encore presentations, you can listen to this show as an encore. Maybe you are. Maybe it's Tuesday afternoon, yeah. So if it's not Friday night and you're looking at your watch going, why do you keep saying it's Friday night? Well, because that's when the show originally airs, but we repeat it on Tuesday afternoons for the people who like to go to the early bird special at Denny's. Because you can't stay up late on a Friday night, and that's okay. Uncle Maki's okay with that.
tried to reach you, but I could not find the time. She goes down, smashing her head for the scene. I'll never forget that sound, the night I heard her scream. She didn't look, instant memory.
Not to say it's gonna keep.
You know what makes you really, really lucky? You know what makes you really, really lucky? The fact that when I wake up with a song stuck in my head at some point during the week, you will get to hear it on my radio show. That was one said song, The Cure, In Between Days. Multiple days, I think, I was waking up with that one stuck in my head. Before that, how about some brand new Dinosaur Jr.? I played a single last week off the new album. New album's called Sweep It Into Space. It comes out on April 23rd. That was another single called I Ran Away from Jay Maskus and Company. Also, song before that was a cover of 2020's The Night I Heard a Scream by the Yes It Is. Or was it? No, actually, when it was released back in December, that's what the band name was. But it was actually the Armoires doing it under a pseudonym. And so they've put it out on their new album called Incognito. Also, some Nick Hayward. Went back to the, I think it was called Woodland Echoes album from 2017 with a song that, he had fallen off my radar. Indeed, he had completely fallen off my radar after like Love Plus One or maybe Favorite Shirts. Yes, he was the lead singer of Haircut 100. And then that album fell into my hands and I was like, this song is going to make future mixtapes of the Monsters. And the best thing is my mixtape happens each and every Friday night. And I get it out there and I play it for you. That's what happens. What else do I know? What else? I'm just trying to figure out. Oh, that's pretty much all I know. I don't know too much else. I do know that a minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space, and a minute pause is 60 seconds of space. You can get it straight with a minute pause Tuesdays from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. right here in WRCT Pittsburgh with your host, Sean Watson. I'll let you know that as I listen to his program, because his program, I now follow that program with my Encore edition of the Viva La Mock radio show. And what's interesting is, past couple weeks, he plays stuff that I'm anticipating to play on my show. So then I have to hold off on it because I'm like, he just played it. He's done some Spiz Energy. Would you believe this past week he played Pete Shelley with the song Telephone Operator? And I said, Sean, did you know that Pete Shelley's birthday would have been this Friday, which is why I want to play it? He said, you can play it. I said, how about I play a cover version of it? We'll be right back.
Town.
from their Pinky Blue album. That is the Scottish pop group Altered Images here on the Viva La Mock radio program with their version of Neil Diamond's song Sung Blue. Now, that original version was, believe it or not, released tomorrow, 49 years ago. 49 years ago tomorrow, Neil released Song Sung Blue. Hey, speaking of new releases, which I was speaking of an old release, but speaking of new releases, from Chicago, Illinois, some brand new music from a band called Spread Joy. It's a self-titled new album. It's out on Feel It Records. Played the song Unoriginal. Got to tell you, where did I learn of this? WRCT. Heard it a couple weeks ago. Seaside, DJ Seaside played it on his program Wavelength, which happens Tuesday evenings at 10 p.m., he plays all sorts of wave. No wave, new wave, third wave, under wave. I don't know. If it's got a wave, he plays it on Wavelength. And I heard that, and I was like, I'm really digging this. So I played it for you, so maybe you can be really digging it. Adam and His Package doing Fugazi's The Waiting Room. Ian McKay of Fugazi fame celebrating a birthday today. Number 59 for Ian. And Biss in there. Biss doing a Pete Shelley cover. Pete's birthday would have been tomorrow if he were still with us. Pete Shelley also was in the Buzzcocks. Yeah, remember that? But Biss doing a Telephone Operator. And as I mentioned, Sean Watson on A Minute Pause just recently, like this week, I think recently, played that song, the original song from Pete Shelley. So he and I are on like this weird similar wavelength, and that's why on Tuesdays after his program's over, you can listen to this program again, because I have an encore presentation on Tuesday afternoon starting at 2 o'clock right after A Minute Pause here on WRCT. I'll take a minute pause to let you know a couple things. First and foremost, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Secondly, got to remind you that many older adults are struggling to make ends meet, especially during this pandemic. But free and confidential help is available. If you visit benefitscheckup.org, you can see if you qualify for benefits that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and so much more. Millions of older Americans are getting over $1,000 a year in benefits. And maybe you can, too. Or maybe someone you know can. Again, benefitscheckup.org. This message brought to you by